My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. It is an open line Thursday. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are officially wide open at 800-636-1067. That is how you reach out to us.
All right.
Contact us.
Let's go to Frances. She's been on hold for a while. She's calling from Brunswick. Where's Brunswick, Cakes? Is that in Virginia?
Brunswick, Maryland?
I think it's Maryland, but I don't know where it is on the map.
Isn't Brunswick up like north of Frederick?
I can tell you. I can look it up.
Oh, that might make sense. Hey, Frances.
They're right now talking about me. Hello.
Hey.
Frances, where's Brunswick?
Brunswick, Maryland is about 30 minutes down from Frederick, Maryland.
Down from Frederick.
Oh, south of Frederick.
So before you get to Frederick.
Yes.
Past Germantown.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Not a lot going on in Brunswick.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Frances?
I work at an Amazon warehouse in Clearbrook, Virginia.
Damn.
All right. That's quite a hike.
Slinging packages.
And what do you do? What do you do in the warehouse?
Well, usually I start out as a packer. I've been there for 6 years, but last year I was cross-trained to do floor stow, which is where I could stow items, but I didn't need to drive a pit truck because I work at a non-sort building.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Do you get Amazon stocks as part of your package?
Oh, no, I don't think they treat their employees very well.
I'm just asking. I mean,
aren't Amazon employees notoriously like unhappy with their
underpaid
treatment? Yeah.
Sometimes. Especially now since they have to stop doing the whole thing. They had to have the minimum wage be around $20 an hour.
Right. Right. So what are you calling in for, Frances?
Well, my mom had heard your earlier talk about what was going on with how you were doing your airport routines. And when
right.
she heard that Bishop was planning on flying from to Nashville, she made a comment that it was much easier to
drive
there from Washington, D.C. than just flying.
But isn't it like 8 or 9 hours? It's actually a long drive to Nashville.
Well, it is, but my mom likes the fact that sometimes if you can find a nice motel, then you can be able to have a do two days driving.
You split up the
well,
trip.
No, but here's the problem.
It takes forever.
We stay at a motel.
Francis from Brunswick, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Is it's a holiday weekend. It's not a week-long trip, so I don't have that much time.
You would gobble up his whole trip.
Yeah, I'm going down there on a Friday, and I'm coming back on a Monday.
That makes
okay,
sense.
That makes a lot more sense, because
yeah.
what my mom would do is she would make that a whole week weekend.
Yeah,
right.
Well, if I could, I would, but
Frances,
not.
Frances, what's your dating status? Like, do you live with your
always,
mom?
He always goes
no,
there.
I'm going to find out her deal. Do you live with your mom?
Yes, I live with my mom and my dad and my brother and my sister, but I own my house.
Oh, all right. How old are you, Frances?
I'm 33 years old.
33. Oh, all right. Okay. Do you have a significant other?
No, I'm single, and I don't know what my sexual orientation is because I used to identify as straight, but because of a lot of other stuff going around and all the changes, I don't know if I may be more sexually oriented fluid since I've never been flirted with.
Since you've never been flirted with?
At least I've never been able to tell if I've been flirted with.
I'm sensing a dating game in her future.
Oh my
right God. Over there.
Oh.
Where'd you go to? Hold on. I got to buckle up for this one. Where'd you go to high school, Francis?
I went to Brunswick, Maryland, so all of my education has been close to home, except for when I had to go to SU for college after I did 2 years at Frederick Community
what
College.
What is SU? Salisbury
University.
Yes, Salisbury University.
And no guys flirted with you at Salisbury?
No guy hit on you at Secrets?
Nobody?
I basically hung out with people that were nice to me, and I thought they were nice friends, but I never saw the potential of anybody tried flirting with me. I mean, one time I saw a roommate who had decorated their doors with a lot of condoms, and post-it notes, and I wrote on their nice size, and when I wrote down my room name, they wrote back asking if the size was doable to F, and because I didn't know how to answer, I basically had no flirting game.
Hey, Mike, hold on. Mike, will you throw this lady a bone? You got a girlfriend or anything right now, Mike?
No,
what's the deal?
I'm sorry.
Come on. She needs a little experience.
Out of his age range.
She's too old. You don't want to date an experienced woman?
No, I'm good.
Hey,
I'm good.
You know what you should do, Eric, is since she's never been flirted with, you should flirt with her.
No, I'm not flirting with her.
How? Get in trouble.
Francis, have you ever left the borders of the state of Maryland in your 33 years?
Are you talking about state-wise or the country in general?
Well, remember, she goes to Virginia.
She works in Virginia, so.
Okay.
Well, that's probably just
I've already forgotten that 5 minutes ago.
Hey, you know what we need is we need that dude to call back who had three wives.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Richmond.
Ron in Richmond. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work.
Who's a ladies' man to flirt with her.
Right.
I mean,
you're listening, call back.
He is like 30 years or senior.
Someone spit some game at Francis.
He is 67, though, Francis.
She won't care. She just needs someone to
flirt with her. She just needs something.
Francis, what celebrity do you most look like?
That one's a hard one, but I guess you could say that I have the body of Melissa McCarthy before she lost weight and the face of
Melissa McCarthy.
Well, I don't know if my face is like Melissa McCarthy, but I would say probably the closest would probably be Rebel Wilson.
Rebel, Amy from Pitch Perfect.
Fat Amy.
All right, you're a woman of larger carriage.
So you're a heavier,
heavy woman.
Heavier girl.
Yes, I used to be 269 pounds, but now I'm around 203 pounds.
All right, you're heading great. That's good.
I'm telling you, we got a lot of guys that date girls that are 203. Yeah.
She's losing weight like drab.
Yeah. You're fading away.
Hold on. 203 is not that big. There's plenty of guys out there. Plenty of guys.
I'm 5'1". I'm still, according to
If she's Wemby size.
She's a beach ball, bro.
All right, but there's still a lot of guys. I'm telling you, man, I see guys that they date larger women. They don't care.
Some guys don't. You're
Francis,
right.
Francis, can I say this? This is their producer, Drab. I have caller ID, so I know your first and last name.
So you looked her up?
I just looked you up. You're a pretty gal.
Let me see.
You could definitely have a man.
Let me see.
A woman. We don't know. She doesn't know what she wants.
What's that?
I said, are you looking at my Facebook picture?
No, I'm on your LinkedIn.
Oh, yes. That one is probably a similar one. I can't remember if I changed that or not.
Sausage LinkedIn.
Let me see.
I'll send it to you. I mean, get on your DM.
Sausage LinkedIn.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like.
She's not fugly.
It's like AWOD's level. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Mar's a little bit better looking than AWOD.
Yeah,
Mar, why don't you throw her a bone? Come on, Mar. Mar,
spit some game at her.
So, Mar, you wouldn't be like a male gigolo?
No, I don't think so. Wait, gigolo, by that, do you mean like
older
woman?
Like a male escort.
Like a male escort.
Oh, hell no.
Why not? What if she pays you?
That's the whole
gist of it. With an Amazon paycheck?
Yeah. All right. Would you, hey, Francis, no disrespect, but you know, you need to get knocked the first one out. Would you pay?
That one's a hard one to determine. I think I judge more by personality than by looks.
Right. All right, hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, she's not superficially B.
All right, hold on. Let me see. LinkedIn, Francis.
You got the last name?
You know why? Because I don't have a LinkedIn. It's not working. You just screenshot it and send it to me. I don't have a LinkedIn because I don't need a LinkedIn because I work in radio.
Yeah, we don't need
I don't need any
contacts. I haven't had a resume in 25 years.
Yeah, I mean,
this is my resume.
Yeah.
What we're this doing right here.
This is it. Jason. I guarantee you. Hold on. Do you have any full body shots?
This is the head shot there. That one.
Can you tell? Is it one of those, like, if you're like a swiper and you think that she's hot, but then you when you see her at the date, you know, like a Tinder thing, like you think she's hot because the face looks hot.
You're good from far, but far from good.
Yeah, then he shows up and you're shocked. Or does the face look like 201, 5'1"?
No, you can't really tell based on the face.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't really tell.
No.
It could all be in the hips.
Sure.
Right.
Francis, what would a good date?
Oh, yeah. She's attractive enough.
She definitely shouldn't be a virgin.
Right. We could do a makeover with her. Get rid of those glasses.
Get her a new haircut.
New haircut?
Some makeup?
Yeah, get her some Lululemons. Yeah. Some extra large Lululemons.
Sure.
Francis.
Transform her.
Would you do that, Francis?
Well, unfortunately, I made a policy that if I ever did start dating, I would go to the first date without makeup.
Why?
I mean, that's your
that
problem.
Way I know, that way I know that if someone likes how my face looks like, then they see how I look with
makeup.
You're
giving them a realistic preview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the real deal.
I think.
Yes.
All right.
The only thing I would do different would be depending on if I was going on a date on a Friday, they would at least see me with my face stuff on, because I do a shower only on a week, and I also do my face stuff at the same time. So basically the whole face wash, clarifying lotion, and then moisturizing lotion.
Hold on.
What were you saying about the shower?
You take one shower
per
week?
I only do it a week.
You only do one shower per week?
Yes.
Why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
It saves time for me, plus I don't have the same
issues a busy gal.
with my body.
Also reduces your water bill.
Yeah, but Francis, don't you sweat and get dirty at work?
Yeah, though.
I do, but because I have lighter skin and I'm like my dad, that I don't really smell as bad when I sweat.
Okay.
As bad. But once you get that stink on you,
you can't really smell yourself when you're sweating.
It's Thursday. We're 6 days out from her last bath.
She's probably pretty ripe right now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well,
I think that could be a deal breaker for a lot of guys. In fact, she takes one shower per week.
Right. I think if you upped your shower game, you might be a little more successful.
A lot of guys are gross and smelly, but I don't think most guys take just one shower per week.
No. No.
And it's not just under the arms that'll sweat and smell.
I know where you're going.
Francis.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Francis, you got to think about that.
A lot of crevices.
Yeah, a lot of crevices.
Francis?
As I basically said, I know that I have some issues, but basically when you have to deal with the fact that I work 10 hours a day and then have to work again tomorrow, it's not very realistic for me to feel like I got to get clean when I know I'm going to get technically dirty in a dusty warehouse.
All right, hold on. What are you saying, Drab? Just tell me what you're saying.
Lock her in and go to Andrew. He's got advice for her.
All right, I locked her in and go to Andrew. All right. Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Hey, look, I've called y'all before. Look, I'm almost 52 years old. I've had a lot of bad relationships. I'm not going to lie about it.
Right.
Francine, darling, all relationships start on a superficial level.
That is
true. I do not care what anybody says. You have to have some kind of attraction to whoever you're going out with. Now,
right.
At the end of the day, if that emotional attraction starts to fade, so will the physical. And like I said, I've had a lot of bad relationships, but I've never kind of felt like, you know what, I might swing to the other side to see how that goes. Right. Not going to happen.
I'm with you. I think she's just a little confused and lost. That's why she's saying that.
But I do want to tell her this, okay?
Yeah.
That you are who you are.
Right.
Okay? And God doesn't make any mistakes.
Right.
And the right person's going to come along. You just got to continue to be positive. Wrong. Continue to love yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Trust me, I've seen
just
way...
Be yourself.
I've seen way... less attractive
way
people
grosser people
together with each other.
All right,
you know, like
she's got to up the shower game though.
She's got to up the shower game.
I mean, I'm sorry.
And I think what Francis, I think
she's not going to get any dates if she's showering once a week.
She's got to up her shower game. And also I think what he's saying is I know what she's saying. She's saying, oh, I just want them to love me for who I am. But at the first attraction, has to be a spark. So you gotta up your game as much as you can at first. And then you, if you want to dial it down once you get to know the guy, that's fine. You know what I mean, Francis?
Oh, it's hard for me to tell. I know that some people, especially on TV shows, like to say that you're trying to show your best person when that's really not the whole thing. And my mom's right now coaching me about something about tree ringworms, but I don't know what she's referring to.
Oh, because Valdez has ringworm.
Yeah.
He's going to infect.
We're simpatico.
He's going to infect the whole studio soon.
Yeah, we're saying the other guys have ringworm.
Oh, but turn your radio down or TV.
All right, so the mom just has all kinds of comments on the show. I guess so. She's got
super. She does love you guys. She loves your personality, especially.
Who's
when
our favorite?
Like
how old is your mom?
We do have a lot of personality.
Is your mom in her 60s?
Yes, she's 68, and she's still married to my father. I mean, she's 67. My dad, I'm married to my dad, who is also 68, and he's just right now sitting down as well.
Let's go to. Can we go to James?
Yeah, well, hold on.
We're going to go to James.
I got Valdez in my ear. All right, let's go to James. James, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, folks? Good morning.
Hey, James.
Hey, yeah, man, this is, like, the best segment ever. I mean, I understand, like, there's so many holes why I understand nobody has asked for further, but, I mean, it's a situation where this is, like, the best segment in the world. Like, yes, I mean, you guys are
would
here
you,
for the
James,
community.
Are you single?
It takes all kinds, man.
James, what's your deal? Would you throw her a bone? Would you go out on a date with her?
I was just saying, not me. No. I'm in a committed relationship. I'm off the table. Hey, but, you know what I'm saying? I know my partners. You know what I'm saying? I got friends who would definitely take the chance of just flirting, just to flirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it goes, especially
right, would your friends, do you have friends?
Like, she
James,
has a lot of positive qualities out there that I can see my buddies, like, really, you know, except for the walk, you know,
James,
for a lot of, you know,
James,
it's somebody to get to know.
James,
somebody to get to know, yeah.
James.
Absolutely.
James.
Oh, my God.
James. James, are
God,
you
I
listening?
Love radio.
James, are you listening?
Yes. I'm listening.
Do you have guys that would date a woman that's a little shorter in stature, but a little larger, like 200 pounds? But she's got a cute face. Like she's not an unattractive person.
So the part that I would say that I would mention that I would let them know all that. The part that we can up the game part with the once a week part,
the like, shower was, part.
That's
the biggest game. Is that a bigger game changer than her size?
Yeah, exactly.
Size isn't the problem.
Yeah,
size is not the problem at all.
Yeah,
the face
hygiene.
Isn't the problem at all. I mean, she said she wanted to go on a date with her makeup. That was a quality answer. Like, no makeup? Like, yes, absolutely. That's perfect.
You got no problem with that?
Yeah. Does James have?
No, you know what I'm saying? There's no problem with that. That's
does James
perfect.
Have a pickup line?
James, do you have a pickup line?
Yeah.
No. Whoa, I haven't had one of those.
Yeah.
He's way out of the
over
game.
10 years. So, I'm out of the game. Yeah, I can't do that.
Right.
Yeah, but,
all right.
Yeah, but,
all right. Thank you, James.
But I know, but I got fellas wood.
James is the anti Sean Foster.
What?
Sean Foster should have hired you for
by the way, we're going to play that coming up in last segment.
What was Brett's? What's up with them drawers? Right? Didn't you always say that?
I don't remember. That sounds familiar.
What kind of clothes do you normally wear, Francis? You wear like jeans?
Yes, usually I'm usually casual. Mostly I'd be wearing jeans or shorts, depending on how hot or cold the weather is.
Right.
I mean,
I haven't bought any new clothes since I've been losing inches because of how I've been having to pay off a lot of other loans.
So how are you losing the weight? Are you just eating less? Are you exercising? What are you, combination?
Sounds like it's stress.
You're slinging big-ass boxes in the warehouse.
Combination because I started seeing a dietitian back in 2022, and I'm still having follow-up visits with them. So I'm trying to do a combination of eating less meat.
What about the gym?
Mostly I just do chair workouts by Donovan Green. And
what
sometimes
it?
when it's a nice day,
I'm doing
walk
a chair
on
workout
the
right now.
What were you gonna say, Drew?
PEI office furniture.
Why don't we play a dating game with her? Bring three guys in. Let her ask the questions, and her pick the guy, her suitor that most interests her.
I love it.
She'll be behind a partition.
Oh, so they won't see her.
They won't see her. She won't see them.
Okay.
Because she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to be judged on looks.
She's about personality too.
Yeah, guys and girls.
That's fine.
What's the game? What's the game they did on Fox? The show they had where they were like behind a curtain or they didn't know. Remember they were wearing masks or whatever.
I know what you're talking.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's
like
similar.
That.
It's similar.
Similar vibe. Would you do that?
Love is blind.
Would you do something like that, Francis?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
That is the hard part. Well, the one thing I do like, the fact that I would like to get to know a person's personality, right. But at the same time, I don't know if my eyes will be fooled by or look past the actual look. I've seen a lot of people at work, and sometimes I feel nothing, but that's mostly because how I basically have learned was that if I wanted to have personal boundaries, if I treat someone like a coworker, then that means I am all professional, but I will talk about personal stuff, but I won't flirt with them.
She's had very strict upbringing. I get the sense she's had a very strict. Let me ask you, this is a critical question, and I don't mean this any other. I know we got to go break. Are you, I'm just going to ask you, are you a racist person? Will you?
Will you date a black guy?
Will you date any type of person?
Well, if you want me to be specific.
Do you have a preference?
That would be yes. I would date a black person. I would date a Korean. I would date a Japanese. I would even date someone who was Punjabi, whether they were Hindu or Muslim. I'd even date an Aborigine or a Native American.
She's all over the place.
You would date a headhunter?
She would.
We're gotta get you in here.
Hey, we got a wild one.
I know.
All right, but I'm sorry. She's got to shower before she comes.
But an Aborigine
Aborigines are stopper.
This is a show stopper.
All right, we'll continue an open line Thursday.
Francis,
when we
stay
come
on
back.
Hold, okay? Don't go anywhere.
And we'll also get into EB's.
If you're interested, call in.
We'll also get into EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
What about an albino?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.